Big number, episode 30.
I know. I can't believe that's happened already.
It's crazy. Three, two, one. Contact is the reason.
It's the answer. Everything happens.
Everything is happens. Contact.
Yeah. Three, two, one. Contact.
Contact. Yeah.
Three, two, one. Contact.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the Believe It or Not 30th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One. Ray believes it. Also known as Craig, with me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Good evening, gentle folks.
Hello.
Howdy.
That was lackluster.
Sorry.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's better. Can I get a what?
What?
No, I get
what?
Sad. All right, so this is the week of March 16th through March 23rd, including your St. Patrick's Day festivals. You know. Your Deadpool dailies. Today gets you Green Rockin' Groot. Thursday, Blue Spider-Man. Friday, Blue Daredevil. Saturday, Green She-Hulk. Sunday, Purple Deadpool. Always exciting. Monday, Red Gamora. Tuesday, Red Black Widow. And Wednesday is Purple Loki. So Deadpool's probably the prize of that bunch there.
I don't know. Yeah, I think everybody but Spider-Man is a champion character for me, so it's a good week.
I think I have all of them champion.
Nope, She-Hulk is not either. But so five out of seven.
Yeah, I don't have many of them championed, but they're all helpful. I am sorry. I'm reading this, and there is an unexpected space between Dare and Devil, and I can't read his name all of a sudden.
Sorry.
Sorry, it's okay. I just keep looking. I'm like,
sorry.
I'm like, who is that? And what is going on? Does he mean Devil Dinosaur? What is this?
Some small typo.
Oh, Christmas.
Jesus.
No, it was good. It was good.
For the Q Thunder here, Crash of the Titans. On the 13th was Jean Grey versus someone whom I've already forgotten.
Oh, how could you forget? It was Captain Marvel, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was. I got whooped something fierce in that fight. I had no chances. Ian, do you have any luck there?
No, I don't even know that I participated. Okay. There was some that I might have done my token one try, and then I was like, oops, that didn't go. And then I gave up.
All right, coming up on the 18th, what is that, Friday?
Yes, seems likely.
Mr. Fantastic versus something. I don't remember who it is.
Right.
What do you got? I've got a 2-4-3 now, Mr. Fantastic, so I'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you could. That sounds respectable. I think I have him at 002.
Yeah, my 111 is not likely going to do anything. I'm going to play it, but we'll see. 2-4-3 sounds much more likely. Any idea what level you have him at?
70? Not high. No, it's higher than that. 127 currently.
That's possible. It sounds possible.
Let's see. And then on the 23rd, you have Iceman. Mine is at a 114, of all things. What do you guys got?
Which I couldn't even speculate. It's much lower than that. You know me. I'm little Johnny lags behind when it comes to most things that are Marvel Puzzle Quest related. Is 4 his whiteout?
No, 4 is doot. He's as cold as ice.
Oh.
Willing to sacrifice his red to make blue. Oh.
I'm almost sorry that I asked.
You should be.
So what I meant to say was, maybe you'll do well.
I don't think making that much blue is going to help me a whole lot.
Without whiteout, right. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I also do not have whiteout, so I have 024. So apparently cold as ice is easy to get.
Easiest
to get, I should say.
All right, story events going on. Your simulator, not to be confused with the PvP simulator, should be wrapping up in the next day or so. 12,500 gets you a yellow sentry. 30,000 points gets you the CP. Top 10 are some Ghost Rider covers, and then 11 through 200 are Beast. Some of these have been real hard, at least to me. You guys aren't been playing this event?
I have not
been playing this event. The moment I did the first fight and then I saw that the required characters were Sentry, Moonstone, and Quake, who I did not get, I quit. I launch each day. I play a little bit, like the easy rounds, just to get some really easy ISO. And yeah, I'm done. I'm waiting for Enemy of the State.
Yeah, today was round two for me, and Simulation 6 was the bear for me. It was 210 Iron Fist, 211 Scarlet Witch with 211 Kingpin. And boy, they just kept wrecking me over and over again. Kingpin is devastating
rough.
When he's powered up.
Yep.
Oh, man, he summons all of his minions and just keeps pointing that giant ham fist at me over and over again. Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah, especially when the minions are there. That'll take you down real fast.
Yeah,
I don't think I've even looked into the simulator this time. I did unbelievably well at Thick as Thieves, so I'm just going to crawl back into my PvE cave until something else comes along that I want to excel at.
Well, how'd you finish up in Thick as Thieves?
Ninth. So I got all three daisies. Ooh. Yeah.
Three daisies? Yeah. Holy shnikes.
Yeah.
You should be trying to play these simulator things with Daisy then. At least get that command point every day.
Yeah. No kidding.
They give you a command point every day?
Yeah, with the one that requires Daisy, you can get a command point in there every day.
Well, maybe I will. I like her. The animation for her earthquake was unexpected, and I enjoyed it.
Oh, I don't think I got to see that one.
The way that it rearranges the board is the same way that the board rearranges itself if there are no available matches on the board.
Right, so you don't get any matches out of it.
Nope, nothing explodes, nothing shuffles. It just, you know, the bottom goes to the top, and it shows a whole new board.
Huh.
Yeah,
that is unexpected.
I got Daisy out of a token, and I got the passive one. So.
Oh, right. The area of effect reducer.
Coordinated tactics. That's what it is. So yes. At least I get to play that event to try and get the CP.
Right. Well, maybe I will. Yeah. Hard to say.
So yeah, coming up next will be Enemy of the State. We'll talk a lot more about Enemy of the State a little bit later in the show. But for your points, 81,500 for Green Beast and the huge 156 for the CP. Top 10 gets you X-Force Wolverine. And for places 11 through 200, and this is going out to Leonard, you get Lazy Thor. How do you like him? How do you like him, Lazy Thor? There you go. It's Disco Kids.
I can't believe
that was
a request.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I'm also skeptical.
He requested.
I feel like you've made this Leonard character is just something you've created to post on your own podcast.
What, did I speak in a whole different voice when he had him on the show, too?
I know. I'm aware. So, Enemy of the State, that looks exciting. Ray, you should hop on that. I bet you could get some green X-Force Wolverine covers out of that. Sorry.
But if you hurry up and get him championed, you can get, then they'll totally worth it.
I really am secretly somewhat sorry.
Nah, you'll have him championed by the time that event ends, and then you can, get those bonus covers.
This is true. And Enemy of the State is actually one of the events I really enjoy.
Yeah.
So, I doubt I'll place first through 10.
Right.
But I will likely be tired of PvP by that point and be ready to go back to the story events. So.
All right. Speaking of PvP, Season 25 is up and kicking. For your simulator this time around, 1,200 for Red She-Hulk, 1,400 Yellow Captain Marvel, 1,700 for the Luke Cage as seen on TV attack, and 2,000 big points gets you a Yellow Spider-Gwen. As a fool, I want to kick this in. I decided, you know what, I'm going to get this out of the way early this season. So I started playing a lot of Simulator. And then apparently the only people playing it were me and King Dreadnought. Because suddenly he showed up in my slice, beat me down savagely, and then he was my option to fight back, and I said, no, thank you. Because his level, I don't know, 4,000, old man Logan teamed up with his level 9,000, whatever the hell is he had, I don't remember, it was absolute insanity for the team that I could field.
I think you're exaggerating slightly.
Only slightly. So I've lost a whole lot of points is what's happened in the past few days because I haven't had time to play it. So I think I'm down a few, I don't know, 400 or 500 than where I was when I took a break.
That is exhausting.
Yeah, sadness. Web Slinger finished up. 800 got you Purple Spider-Man. 1,000 was Black X-Force. 1,300 for your CP. First place was Yellow Ant-Man, and 2 through 100 were Daredevil with a top 50 getting some CP. And now you've got Blind Justice running, 800 for your Purple Daredevil, 1,000 Purple Ant-Man, 1,300 for the CP, first place is Black Elektra, because, boy, everyone's dying for that. And 2 through 100 is the Punisher, again with the top 50 folks getting some CP.
You got something against Elektra?
yeah, she's not very good.
Nah.
Oh, my goodness, I was skeptical. I think she might be good.
Yeah, I think her black power is highly underrated. It can be very effective. Yeah. Uh-huh. I still don't have her leveled enough to use her very much, but she seems like she's all
right. Yeah.
Right. I don't know that she's in the upper echelon of the four stars, but she's certainly not awful. Uh-huh.
Okay. We'll talk about her some other day. When we run out of featured characters of the week of three stars, we'll totally move on to four stars to get to Elektra. Okay. And only short 11 weeks from now, maybe we'll make Elektra the first four star just to get it out of the way. Stuff, Ray, on our webpage, you have a link to a Marvel, well, it's not a Marvel poll, it's a superhero poll.
It
Tell
is. So I put it on the front page of Puzzle Warriors 3 if you want to go there. It is a link to MMOGames.com. They are currently running a poll for the next, I don't know, week? Maybe longer? I don't remember. Oh, no, next 2 weeks.
Sure.
It's still got 2 weeks to go.
Oh, my goodness.
It is a poll for the best online superhero video game. So you've got a couple, three different Marvel games. Actually, I think five of them are Marvel games. You've got Overwatch from Blizzard.
From our good friends over at Blizzard Entertainment.
Our good friends over at Blizzard. But in any case, if you want to go over there and give a upvote for the Marvel Puzzle Quest, right now we being Marvel Puzzle Quest, are at 57 votes, but another Marvel game is at 329 votes. And I played this other Marvel game, and I have to say, it's pretty good. But, man, it'd just be cool if we could get a Puzzle Quest game to win the best superhero video game online.
I voted. Yeah. I voted. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, well, we're set.
Yeah, there. I mean, my vote's worth like 50, right?
Right, you're a super delegate. Right.
Oh, phew, man. Maybe now all we need is Hillary Clinton's people to flip some coins, and it'll totally win. All right, big news.
Big news.
Big news. As we talked about, here's more info on Enemy of the State. The long-anticipated trials of scaling changes are going to make their appearance starting in Enemy of the State. Boy, there's a lot of stuff here, but man, first glance for me is it sounds good, so let's try and go through this. Factor 1, Mission Difficulty Adjustment Test. So, I guess this is just a whole title, isn't it? Hell, what do I know? I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what just derailed you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't read and talk at the same
totally
time.
Derailed.
My brain shut down. It's a big disaster. Anyway, this will be a one-event test for Mission Difficulty. They're changing how the difficulty factors and how missions replay. So for mission difficulty, previously it showed you with opponents based on your character's level. In certain circumstances, this was disadvantageous if you had a high-level character such as the 5 stars that people complain about when you have a low-level roster. Now the game will take into account both your hero's power levels and their hero levels. So having a higher-level character who only has like one power will be much less of a factor. So again, keep those 5 stars. Just saying.
Just working that in, huh?
Just throwing it out there. The next big change. This one sounds exciting. Playing when you want to play. As we know, the optimal strategy before was to play all the, you know, clear the board of all the nodes, wait 8 hours, repeat cycle. That was the way to maximize your points. Now, the missions will be worth the same amount of points the first 6 times you play them. However, they will get harder each time you play them. Up until you've beaten it 6 times, then the difficulty will stop increasing. After that, each time you beat a mission, it'll be worth less points, just like the old system. So the amount of time it takes for a mission to restore to full points after one play is 24 hours, up from 8, because now you're getting those 6 for full points right away.
Right.
And now a mission can be beat 5 times instead of 6 to reach the minimum amount of points, which has been up from 1 point up to 20. So they want to make story events about beating challenging missions rather than having to beat missions quickly at set intervals during the day. This, to me, sounds awesome.
Yeah, completely
agree.
Because
I don't have time to dedicate every 8-hour window. So quite often I will have an hour or two at night I can play all at once. So the fact that I can just keep hammering these missions for full points when I have time to play, boy, that should really make life easier for scoring points.
Yeah, between that and the fact that your 5 stars that are only have one cover aren't going to cause you to have a match that's, you know, just going to destroy you. Yeah, I think these are massively good changes.
I'll definitely have to play Enemy of the State so that I can really see, you know, how it affects everything. But yeah, I'm excited. I agree with you guys. I don't have time to, you know, that's not true. I'm unwilling to make the time to stagger my stage clears appropriately.
Right.
You know, to maximize their value. So, yeah, the chance that I can, you know, sit and grind for, you know, if I have a big window on like a Saturday or something, that would be great. Absolutely great.
Some things I want to note, this will be for this event only. Then they're going to review all these stats, all the numbers, and people's comments and decide if they're going to keep it the same or change things for the future. Something to keep in mind, though, you definitely want to play in this thing. As a reward, just for playing, you will get 3 extra Enemy of the State tokens just for participating. And if you place in the top 50, you will receive a bonus 10 command points.
Wow.
So at least play something and get these tokens.
Yeah, that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
I mean, an amazingly good deal. And the fact that, I mean, I know it's going to take them a while to crunch all the numbers and everything, but I'm hoping that a lot of this is going, you know, going to be remaining for the future. Seems like, I think it's a good idea, a good way of handling the scaling issues.
Yeah, well wait, there's more.
Wait.
So, inside mission difficulty, a few more details. Previously, missions increased the difficulty based on your performance inside the event. That will not be true for this one. Mission difficulty is set at the start of the event and does not change for the duration of the event.
Okay, reasonable.
So in the old system, some players saw a big jump in difficulty between the easier missions in a chapter and the harder ones. That has been smoothed out. However, players at higher levels will begin to see enemies at levels higher than 395. So for the big boys,
okay,
they'll be starting to have more of a challenge.
Sure.
As your roster,
yeah, you've got to continue challenging your players.
Yeah, as your roster gets stronger, you'll see enemies that are relatively easier. Their levels will still increase, but more slowly than yours do. So kind of giving the players a little bit of a bonus kick option here. See, the amount of power levels an opponent has is based on their level. So opponents at base level or under will only have a single power level for each of their powers. This scales up to max level, which is 13 power levels. Opponents shouldn't have more than 13 power levels at any point.
Cool.
So this should really help out people who are starting to, you know, getting in early in the game, lower level rosters. The things you're going to be fighting aren't going to have, you know, 13 covers worth of stuff to throw at you.
Right.
So that should be a big help for players.
Sounds suspiciously fair and even-handed.
Yeah. Missions increase in difficulty after beating them. After completing a mission, a screen is going to be shown showing you how many levels the enemy has gained. This will happen 6 times, and they're going to say that Join Forces missions are not going to increase in difficulty, since those are the characters that you have to use. You know, you may not have those, or...
Ah, okay. When I first read this, I had no idea what Join Forces missions meant. Now that makes sense. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's always that first mission where it's like, here's 3 characters, and if you don't have them, they'll give them to you.
Right, right.
So those ones will get harder. And then the amount of points a mission's worth. The amount of points you earn while playing a mission no longer changes based on other players' scores. Yeehaw. This was commonly referred to as rubber banding, because, boy, that was annoying when you would suddenly get less points than what you thought you were going to get. First 6 times, as we said, you beat a mission, it'll be worth the same amount of points. And then starting on the 7th time, it will be worth less. We'll take 24 hours to recharge, down from 6 times to go down to 5, and up from 1 point up to 20 points for your minimum score there. Big post by a Hi-Fi on the community if you want to reread all that jazz, because, man, there's a lot of stuff in there. What do you guys think?
Still in favor.
Yeah, I don't see any negatives here.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a good first go, and we'll see how it plays out. I mean, maybe they'll find that it's too easy, maybe, you know. And there might be further adjustments, but it sounds like they're really making to try and make the events a little bit more playable for people
and
who don't have the big
PvE.
Squads. Right.
Can you really make PvE too easy? I suspect you can't.
If they find that they're giving everybody the command points for points every time.
Yeah. Then... That's living.
I suppose that is true. Other news.
Yes.
This is going to kind of make me sad because I think I know where they're going with this, but there's a new 4-star coming. At least so claims Cthulhu. They will have the following powers. Very little details here as per normal.
If you can't believe Cthulhu, who can you believe?
Surely. 10 black. Deals damage plus additional damage for every friendly strike tile on the board. Straightforward enough.
Okay. Yes.
10 green. Stuns your allies for 2 turns and deals damage to the enemy team plus extra damage for every downed enemy. So, stuns your team, but does extra damage if you've already downed an enemy.
Right.
So that's interesting. And then blue power is the passive. Well.
But then it also says it requires 8 AP.
But then it also says 8 AP, so that's weird.
It's both.
Oh, I see. For 8 AP.
For 8 AP, you can put a token out.
Yep.
Or not token, a tile
strength,
out.
Strength black strike tiles. Strength X.
Right.
Black strike tiles. The passive is friendly strike tile strengths are increased.
Right. So I guess my only real question would be, I don't understand how the passive portion of that is activated.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Oh, great.
Yeah, just every round? I don't know.
We'll find out more. But
yeah, we'll find out as we figure out more details.
Yeah, so I suppose the theory is, since Daredevil Season 2 is going to hit the Netflix, that this could be another Punisher.
Absolutely. He is a vigilante, and we are to stay vigilant, so...
And he doesn't really care if he knocks out his allies.
His teammates in order to kill other people? Yeah. Sure.
So,
yep.
So I'll mention a couple listener comments that were about the new character. We got a tweet, actually, from Baldog on Twitter that he was asking if we had any idea who it was. Well, there you go. That's who we think it is. AstroMonkey9 was guessing that it might also be... Might also be Winter Soldier, Bucky. I have no arguments.
Sorry.
Those, yeah.
Is that the monkey from Space Ghost?
I don't think so. I think wasn't his name Blip?
Well, yeah, maybe he's an astral monkey.
He might be, and he might be the ninth one, but I'm pretty sure it's Space Ghost, Jan, Jason, Blip.
Yeah, I'm just saying that if this guy's name is Astro Monkey, maybe Blip is the Astro Monkey.
I
don't know. Maybe that's his breed. He's an Astro Monkey. You know, there's not many purple monkeys appearing here on Earth, so, you know, he's clearly something else. Just go with it. Move on. Jesus.
So he suggests possibly Winter Soldier, Bucky, and Jeff Duggan also had a suggestion that he heard an interesting argument that may be in favor of Mockingbird, which would be interesting because they did just put on Quake, and Mockingbird, although she is not known as Mockingbird yet, she is on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
She is on the show,
yeah. I still...
Right, it's definitely... Not that, because today's daily news was go to Netflix and watch Daredevil.
Right, exactly.
Much in the same way that the last time the daily news was, please tune into the new season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then Daisy came out. And I mean, like, 2 months before they even, you know, when they just announced that it was going to be released, they were like, oh, by the way, we already have a Punisher spinoff show. So I'm pretty confident that the new four-star will be another Punisher.
Yeah, seems incredibly likely.
All signs point to yes.
Speaking of which, though, the new Punisher, I don't know. They got Shane from The Walking Dead. I'm pretty excited to see it. But in any case.
Sure, I think he'll do well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, if only they bring that character back in The Walking Dead, and he could kill off stupid Rick Grimes and Coral! Because, man, I hate me some Coral! Man, he's the worst character ever. Him and that... douched it that did kill off the first season, that old man who was completely useless.
What?
The old useless pacifist old man. What was that jerk's name?
I used to know it, but I've long since forgotten.
Spoilers. His name was Dale.
Yeah, that guy.
Dale?
Right.
Dale Coral.
Coral!
In any case, yeah, the fact that he stuns his allies, that really makes me think that he's...
Because, Punisher's out for himself. You know.
What was the clue? Remain vigilant or stay vigilant? It's vigilante. It's Punisher.
I mean,
it just all fits.
All right. Hey, before we get into comments, listener comments, have another question to pose you guys. So last week, I posed, you know, what should I do, Iron Man or Ragnarok? And I chose Ragnarok, and people had a meltdown.
They did.
So I since then also championed Iron Man just to make those folks happy.
Oh, wow.
So now, however, I've got a flurry of covers that are dying. So here's my choices of who to champion next, because, man, I've determined that I'm going to champion all these three stars. Unlike Ray, who's decided to make the move into four-star land. I just have this compulsion to champion all the three stars. So I've got two Magneto, two Sentry, and a Doc Ock.
I'm leaning
towards doing Magneto and selling the other ones to fuel that, but you would think that's the way to go?
Yeah, I mean, sure. If we're talking generally for people other than you...
Yeah.
Then I would say, of course, no question, you know, Magneto, hands down, get it done. You're never going to use any of those three characters, so whatever. You're feeling.
Sentry's required right now for the event, so, you know.
Yeah, there you go, Sentry, live it up, he's great. best character out there, live it up. Go nuts, Craig. Because I have a similar conundrum, but mine is an actual challenge.
Okay, hit me.
Here is where I am. I have one Iron Fist cover.
Absolutely, that's the winner.
One Scarlet Witch cover.
That's also the winner.
Two Magneto covers.
Ah, screw Magneto. The answer is clearly both Scarlet Witch and Iron Fist.
I will never be able to successfully champion both of them.
How many days you got?
It's I have 3 on Magneto.
Nope.
5 on Iron Fist, oh, and like 11 on Scarlet Witch.
You can do them both. You can make it. Sell off your Magnetos instantly.
No chance. No.
Spend all your ISO on that Iron Fist.
I think you're mistaken.
Get him, and then then you still have 6 days to get enough ISO to level up Scarlet Witch.
So I understand exactly where Craig is coming from. However, given where your roster is currently, is there any chance that you can reach that level of ISO? Like, what levels are they at? Are they all roughly the same? And their need
kind
for
of,
ISO?
I think, yes. They're pretty close.
Okay.
They're all in the, like, yes.
So
Scarlet Witch is a little more needy than the other two.
Okay. I unfortunately have to say that where your roster is right now, I think Magneto is going to be more useful to you. I really think that.
I agree. Plus I feel guilty that he got passed over for Dr. Doom and Dr. Octopus due to a multiplying cover situation. Right. So to see him, you know, that he's always the bridesmaid and never the bride 3 times in a row, that's just unfair to Magneto.
Without looking at the rest of your roster right now, that's where I would be leaning toward. And all three are incredibly useful characters. But Magneto on his own, Magneto can stand on his own. It doesn't matter who you put him with, he is going to be just as powerful, even if you have a couple crap characters with him. That is not necessarily true of Scarlet Witch and Iron Fist. They are incredible support characters for making purple or black, but on their own, they're just not as powerful, in my opinion. That's where I'm coming from.
Okay.
I will probably catch some heat on our comments next time.
Right. So that's two. Both conundrums fall on the Magneto side of things.
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds like.
He's a solid character.
Great. Speaking of getting flayed in the comments.
Yes.
Ray, do you have any listener comments for us?
So, since this was already mentioned, I'm going to start here first. And Craig, you knew this was coming, but I have to go through these.
Yes.
We got a comment from Tater Cat on the D3
Tater
forums.
Cat, nice.
Championing
call me
Ragnarok.
Tater Cat.
What?
I'm having a Ron White moment in my head.
Championing Ragnarok over the revisioned I Am 40. Is he insane?
This we've established. Yes, I am insane.
Madoc says he has the exact same thought. That's some crazy love for Ragnarok. Stowaway says, really though, when everyone is telling you that a character is excellent and your response is, I just don't see it, it's time to look again.
I don't know. I just
Texas
don't,
Moose.
Stupid walking battery. He just seems dumb. I don't know. It's a battery.
Texas Moose says that he hit 1,300 points twice in the PvP using IM40 and 4 Thor with Gene. He says that he uses it over Winfinite and Iron Man is just incredible. Turbo Smooth says that IM40 went from being a garbage character to the best 3-star overnight.
Well, that's awfully bold.
Wow.
Area Code 212 says IM40 is amazing. He turns 4 Thor into a wrecking machine. Leonard.
Boy, so it sounds like if I had, you know, a usable 4-star Thor, I might reconsider.
This is true. Leonard says, with the recent changes, I would go with Iron Man 40, but I'm not screaming. Bri the Fry Guy says he's heard things about the new 40, but he is heavily undercovered and can't really say anything. And finally, even Stink Bomb himself says Iron Man 40 is better than Ragnarok.
Oh, no! He was the one that I thought would save Craig.
No, not this time.
But now, yeah. Nope. Craig stands alone against the fury of their armies.
Oh, the cheese stands alone.
We had a ton of comments again this last week, so I'm only going to hit some top ones. And also, we had 2 episodes this week, so we've got some extra comments. But the one of them that I just have to say, Daywalker on the D3 forums said that he really enjoys listening to the podcast, so much so that when ours comes out, he stops listening to whatever other podcast he's listening to, which he says is usually Nerdist, and he starts listening to us. And that is an incredible compliment.
Yeah, thank you much.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Turning off the Nerdist to listen to this podcast, that's just amazing.
So somehow we can sell this podcast for $1 million, right? Because it worked for Hardwick.
Right. Every time I read that comment, my head swells to Professor X sizes.
No, the Watcher size, right?
No, not quite that big.
Another comment.
My head is already alarmingly big.
Another comment from Odessa Steps, one of our Alliance members. He mentioned this on a Facebook page, but he tried out a team of Melonhead, Sue, and Miles to do a 100% invisibility team.
Oh, nice.
He wanted to let us know how it went, and he said it went okay, but it was just a very long fight.
Sure.
Because he couldn't be hurt, but he was doing minimal damage to the opponents.
Sue can do fairly decent damage when she blows up bubbles.
This is true, but thought that was an interesting combo.
Right. It's a fun experiment.
I wanted to mention Chloe again because she mentioned that we were complaining about the team-ups and how Gamma Siphon fired off at always the wrong time, right? Apparently, the AI, the computer team-ups, are based on the team that you use. So the AI is actually out to get you. But she says that it was explained in a post on the D3 forums. But I did a little bit of looking and I couldn't find it. So if somebody has a link to that, that would be awesome. I had not heard that before, but I totally believe that is true.
Yeah, it seems very plausible. I'm willing to take that claim at face value.
Yeah?
Yeah,
absolutely. Seems likely.
And then the last thing about the last episode, the non-special episode, Erico212 also mentioned that we had a patch discussion without mentioning Hulk bombing. Which is something that I had actually never heard of. But apparently the idea is you use patches green to put out all the strike tiles and then make a move using Hawk to tank the next move so that every move after that is just triggering his anger, and they call it the Hawk Bomb. Interesting concept, although I imagine that kind of uses up health packs fairly quickly. But there you go if you want to try a different strategy.
So once you mention more about that special episode you just slid in there.
Yeah, exactly. So we did a special episode of 2 to 3 star transition on, I think it was released on Monday, and we got a lot of comments from that. We got a lot of comments. But just to hit some of the highlights, first off, Combat Mage tweeted to us and said that he loved the podcast, but did you happen to record it in a mayonnaise jar?
Oh.
Well, was the echo bad?
Yeah, the echo was a little bad. So the problem is we recorded in a room that... apparently, we need to do a little bit of sound testing and find a better spot because I could only clean it up to a certain point. So,
oops.
We'll try and do a little bit better with the audio next time.
That's what happens when we all try to do it collectively instead of on separate tracks.
Right. We were all in one room and you could hear everything, but it definitely had some sound issues. So
that's what made it special.
So another thing that was brought up, I'm going to pronounce this Saj14Saj on the D3 forums, says that he completely disagrees with keeping every 5-star character no matter what. Basically, he has an argument about scaling and that if you are a 2-star transitioner, that selling the 5-stars are actually probably in something that you should keep in mind. I still don't know that I agree with that. If you're opening legendary tokens, then you should expect that you are going to get a 5-star at some point.
Unless you're me.
That's the only way to get a 5-star.
Because I don't.
Which is why we said... But that is why we said,
yeah.
If you're in a 2-star to 3-star transition, don't get your legendary tokens yet. No. Don't open them yet.
No, hoard them, man. Hoard those CP, hoard those things.
Yep.
Right, and that'll keep you from getting that 5-star and having to make that decision. He did also say that the only one that would make him question that is the king of the 5-stars, the Parmesan cheese of covers, Old Man Yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Old Man Logan, good times. Yeah, and we'll see how things shake out after this enemy of the state test so that people can worry about scaling a little bit less.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I just can't even imagine dumping a 5-star for fear of scaling.
I agree completely. But then again, I'm not at the 2-star level.
Oh, sure.
You know, I'm trying to make that 4-star transition. If I were to get a 5-star and my highest character was, you know, mid-50s, that would be a rather significant change.
Yep,
but again, hopefully this is being addressed shortly. So another thing that he wanted to mention, well, he did mention on the on his post was that another reason to hit those PVPs, the lightning round early that we mentioned, is you get a lot of random 2-star covers in those rewards, and either using them to level, to champion, or just turn them in for ISO. I mean, we hit on that, but he wanted to like point that out as a definite bonus. So
sure, I agree.
Yes, absolutely. Moonroach on the D3 forums pointed out that he uses Deadpool in the essential node in every daily Deadpool event. That way he knows he makes Deadpool points every day, which I thought that was worth mentioning.
Sure,
sure.
That's one good way to make sure you're getting those points. Also, Bri the Fry Guy made a suggestion that we did not mention, keeping an open slot in your roster for the special required 2 stars, and then just swapping out the 2 star that you need, trying to get a 2 star before the event happens. I don't think we specifically mentioned that in the podcast, but that is a distinct strategy.
Yeah, I think we've mentioned in the past that we tend to do the same thing for just get one cover.
Yeah,
of that
I think
two-star.
We mentioned it, just not in the in the special. So. Sure. But it is definitely definitely a good idea. If you have the one roster slot, you can just swap people out and not dedicate to leveling a character. And finally, Mad Salad, who I have to guess is our own Angry Salad. He said that when Ian named his top 5 worst 3 stars and Psylocke wasn't on the list, he screamed at his phone right before someone said, "What about Psylocke?" And then we put her on the list.
Yep.
Anyway, that made me laugh. That is all I have.
Good times. All right, Ian, tell me about a robot.
Feature character of the week.
Oh, holy smokes. All right, let's talk about Vision real quick and how I'm going to approach this because he's unnecessarily complex. Vision, he is a blue, red, and yellow character. His powers change depending. I'm already lost. I'm just gonna read it down the list. If you guys have any questions or feel compelled to use Vision, go nuts. His blue power, it's called Density Heavy. It costs 5. This switches his attack protocol to heavy attack, or heavy strike, I believe is what it's called. And this is creates a 4-turn countdown tile. While this tile is on the board, Vision deals 88 more damage, and his red power becomes Heavy Strike. And this also blows up any other density-style tiles that are on the board. This just goes up in damage, although I don't know if the page that I'm reading has been updated to reflect the changes. So hopefully I'm not
I don't believe it has.
Well, then I'm going to give you some dated information. So he starts off doing, like I said, 88, and it goes up to 106, 123, 158, 223, max damage is 723, more damage. Okay, I'm going to skip down. Yellow power is density light. This is Vision reduces his density, becoming somewhat intangible. He puts a 4-turn yellow countdown tile on the board while the countdown tile is on the board. Damage done to him is reduced by 88, and his red attack power becomes light disruption. And here's what it does. It does 88 less, 106 less, 123 less, 158, 229, up to 723 less damage. So he's got damage increase or damage reduction based on whether you activate the blue or the yellow. His red power, his attack protocol. Now, there are 3 different possible outcomes for attack protocol based on what you may or may not have selected to this point. It costs you 10 red. And his power changes on what density he's at. If you have not changed his density, he uses his solar beam. It deals 184 damage and reveals a random plus. What is that? Does he make a plus sign?
I just take it as a random number of tiles.
A random plus of tiles. Yeah. Some random number of tiles does not generate AP as per usual. If you have activated his density light and that countdown tile is on the board, he now, his attack protocol converts up to 2 enemy strike or protect tiles to basic tiles, and it deals 137 per tile. If you have him at blue countdown tile for heavy density, he deals 274 damage to the enemy team. And how this is upgraded, let me tell you about it. Damage increases for all attacks as it goes up. Solar beam goes all the way up to... let's see, at level 5, solar beam's doing 854, light attack is doing 575 per tile, and heavy density is doing 712 to the whole team. So at maximum level, you can look forward to 2700 for the solar beam, 2250 for the heavy density, and 1820 7 for per tile. So that's okay. The heavy density seems like where it's at.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
I have mine at 176 currently.
Your vision?
Yeah. So he's at 553. So the 5, the heavy density adds 1,063 more damage. And I can give you the damage on Solar Beam for that. The default's 2775. Light is 2539 per tile. And Heavy Strike is 2311 to the enemy team.
Okay. So they got a little bit of a boost. So this is dated information that I gave you on a recently improved character. But thanks to Craig's vigilance and need to champion all the 3 stars, there's your new numbers for vision. I agree. 553 sounds like a winner. And by winner, I mean, you know, I'm still not that motivated to play as vision. You know, definitely attack protocol should be a 5. And then, you know, 4-5-4, I'd also be like, all right, sure. But yeah, 553. Vision's not someone I'm going to invest ISO or time into. He just, even now that he's been improved, I just don't care. It's too late.
Yeah,
too late to win me back as a fan.
I just lucked into a bunch of covers for him, so he is actually tied with Rocket and Groot as my highest level 3-star at level 176.
Wow. Yeah, I have him at level 133. I have no plans in the near future for championing him. We'll see. Maybe after I'm dealing with my X-Force Wolverine. But definitely heavy density. The heavy density has been improved. The improvement, just having the tile out there and matching his tiles, he just at my level 133, he's dealing 931 more damage for every move. So it is a lot stronger. It makes things, I don't use them often, but when I have used them, you can tell the difference. It is a major change.
Yeah, I think he's definitely at least usable now.
Yeah, I think so. If he'd have been this way when I was going through and championing 3 stars, he probably would have made the list, but he didn't make it in time, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I have him at level 40. I think he's going to stay there indefinitely.
Okay. All right, so that's the vision. Rewards of the week. Sounds like Ian got all the daisies.
I did get one of each. That was it. The only other reward you seem to have gotten quite a few rewards this week.
I did. I got a daisy, I got a Mr. Fantastic, I got a She-Thor, and a Kingpin since last we spoke.
Wow.
Yeah, so before we go any further, I'll have to give you some feed forward. So the 3 of us were hanging out this weekend, and we had a little bit of an incident. Ray was grinding the 2 CP out of a Thick of Thieves event, I believe, and that's all he needed to get to 20. And I believe he made a comment, something like, it probably won't be anything good. It'll probably be something like a Cho or something else that he was not excited about. Craig said something like, it's going to be Cho Mathematics or it's going to be this. And I said, you wish it's going to be that good. Don't worry. It's going to be a green X-Force Wolverine. Oh, man. Oh, the low-grade guilt that I feel, because sure enough, he tried to get the CP, open it up, and it was a green X-Force Wolverine cover that he couldn't use. Oh, man. Well, I don't know why I put the kibosh on you for no reason, but it really sucked.
You had it dead on, and I had him at level 222, so I need 48 levels on that 4-star before that expires. And I have been farming ISO every day since, and opening all the tokens immediately just so that I can sell everything and get more ISO. And sure enough, yesterday I opened up a 2-star heroic token, generic heroic token, and got another X-Force Wolverine cover.
Wow.
So now I've got 2. So once I get there, it'll be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the ISO.
Did you get any non-X-Force covers?
I did, actually. From the Thickest Thieves 2-star, I got a red Hulkbuster, which is just awesome.
Sure.
I also managed to get from the resupply, I got a 15 command point resupply that allowed me to get another red Hulk.
Oh, good.
So again, good character. And then yesterday, to top it all off, I opened up my daily Deadpool token and got a legendary token from the vault.
Oh, wow.
And nice. That got me a black Old Man Logan.
Wow. Ooh. Good on you. What is that, Living Legend?
I believe so. It's the strike tile He puts out this strike tile and changes his power if you already have strike tiles out. And yeah, so I haven't used him yet. Well, that's not true. I've used him to kill off some minor fights because he does so much damage by just making moves. But yeah, man, amazing week.
Man, that really leaves me sucking the hind teat on five stars here.
What, you still have just the one?
Just the one.
Yeah. I just have two. But
yeah, I was going to say, I also only have two.
I've just had the same Silver Surfer since like the day after Silver Surfer came out.
I'm sure once you get caught up, you'll just roll right past us.
I can dream.
But soon, I'm hoping my X-Force Wolverine will overtake them in levels, and I'll be able to champion him.
Yeah.
That's my dream.
So next time we hang out, I will definitely try to do that, but in reverse. I'll be like, don't worry, Ray. It's definitely going to be a pink Phoenix cover or purple Phoenix cover. And I'm sure it won't work.
How about a yellow Old Man Logan? That would be awesome.
Sure. I'll see if I can put a reverse kibosh on you because, man, that was cruel and unnecessary. Now, if I'd done that to Craig, I would have been like, ha, 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 suck it, Craig. Ray, I still feel a little bad.
See, it's always me. I know how it is.
It is. Sigh. My greatest and oldest nemesis.
It's true. Ian, tell me about the podcast networks.
The soon-to-be-named Podcast Network is a network of other great podcasts, including the Long Box Heroes with Leonard and Todd talking about comic books and Long Box Heroes After Dark, where Leonard and Todd talk about things that they could not find time for during their first podcast. It also has the Fresher and Parlance show. It is a live YouTube show. You can enjoy the Prodigal Sons podcast, which is a variety of things and a lot of game nights. But please, tune in. It's fun. I curse a lot. Or you could check out the Podvocacy. Yes, Podvocacy. Holy smoke. Sorry about that, Podvocacy. Sorry, Jason and Dave. They talk about pop culture interest, a lot of TV, and some comic-y stuff there as well. So you can check all those out on the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
Woohoo, you got it right.
Yeah. I'm able to learn and adapt and grow.
Okay, then. I think that's all we got for this week. As always, thank you everyone for joining us once again. Check out all of the updates at PuzzleWarriors3.com. You can listen to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podomatic. If any comments you want to throw at Puzzle Warriors 3, you can do that on the Discuss feature on our website. You can comment on the Reddit post we do for each episode in the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. You can send us something on Twitter. You can send it to us on Facebook. You can send us an email via the links on our website. Am I missing a way to contact us? I think that's all the
ways. I think you got it.
Usually I forget one. So, hooray. Anything you want to talk about, shout about, tell us we're idiots, tell us you love it. In any case, find one of those ways, tell us about it. If you want to throw a few pennies our way, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our website. Things you buy there, give us a few pennies. If you want to throw us 100 pennies or more, you can go to patreon.com. Following the link off our website and become a patron and send us a little money. And Ray, we had a new person to be mentioned.
We did. In addition to our previously mentioned Jeff, who signed up on Patreon, we have a total of 5 patrons at the moment, 2 of which have requested our recognition. Jeff and Jeff. The second Jeff is Jeff Polier, who is a regular poster on our Facebook page. Thanks, Jeff. Really appreciate it. And all of your pennies that you are throwing at us will be going to help support the podcast, pay for our bandwidth, pay for our server costs, etc. So thanks, helping the podcast keep going.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And you don't have to be named Jeff.
Right. Well, the next recognition seeker is going to tip the scales. If the next recognition seeker is in fact named Jeff, then we will only recognize patrons named Jeff. Otherwise, it's wide open.
Sure.
We will have an all Jeff segment. Once we run out of 3 stars and 4 stars, we will recognize Jeffs.
It is
famous Jeffs throughout history.
The Puzzle Warriors 3, brought to you by Jeff, 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 and Jeff.
Are there any famous Jeffs in history?
Probably.
There's got to be a famous Jeff.
I'm not good on
right?
the spot like this, but sure. Jeff Bridges, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, there you go. I don't know. That's all I got nothing.
Jeffrey Chaucer.
Jeff Daniels. Yeah, that's all I got off the top of my head for famous. Oh. I'm sure there are more, but right now you only get 4 famous Jeffs.
Jeff and Jeff Polier.
Right, we don't want to disparage any Jeffs out there.
No, I don't. I think it's a lack of preparedness, not a lack of Jeff quality.
All right. That's all we got for this week. So goodbye for now. And remember that when you're feeling low, break out that orbit smile. Ding! Ding. Good night, everybody.
Nice clue. Nice clue, Craig. That's a bit of a stretch.
Oh!
Oh, good night.
Yackety-schmackety-doo. All right.
Good night.
Bye.